So guys, there are some more seats. Please have a seat. And whenever you want, we can start.
Okay. All right, so let's start. Welcome everyone. My name is Fernando. I'm a senior software engineer at Red Hat. I work on the networking services team, mainly focused on network management. So today I'm going to talk how we can do networking management more simple, and how we can make the life of sysadmins a little bit better. I know that network management can be complex, especially because most of the sysadmins need to sometimes configure networking, and maybe they are not network experts. So, all right, the first thing is, what is Network Manager? So Network Manager is the standard Linux network configuration tool suite. Basically, it's almost on every distribution, and it configures networking. It's just like that. It takes care of setting the IP address, all the properties, manage routes, manage DNS, manage almost everything, and make sure that when other two modify the network configuration, it will notify Network Manager, will update the status, et cetera, et cetera. Network Manager provides DBus API, and also they have their own library to communicate with the daemon, which is libnm. And this is why there are some tools built around Network Manager. For example, I know that some of you know them, nmapple, nmtwi, nmcli, or nmcloud setup. And there are more, and we are building more of them. So, as I said, the Network Manager daemon is the backend that we are going to use for the new tool, nmstate. And nmstate is a little bit special because it's declarative. So the idea here is that as a user, you just need to define what do you want to configure, and you don't need to care about the host. So you need to you can define the state. You can define what IP address do you want. You can define what properties, if it's a bond, the bond properties, if it's a bridge, whatever you want. And nmstate will take care of it, and we'll resolve all the interdependencies between the interfaces. We configure the routes, we configure everything that is needed to make it work. And we use Network Manager as a backend. We communicate with Network Manager for applying the configuration, but we perform some operations that we are going to talk later, and we needed NISPO to communicate with kernel. So we had a problem. Initially, we were using SysFS, and it was not working well. And we decided to create NISPO, which is another library written in Rust that allows you to communicate with kernel and get real-time network configuration from kernel. So, well, the first question could be, why Netlink and why not SysFS? So SysFS is not an API. You need to understand that, because I know that a lot of people build their tools parsing SysFS, writing on SysFS, using SysFS everywhere, and this could be problematic because SysFS is not an API, and if you read the documentation, it's not stable. It can break between releases. But Netlink is an API. Netlink is a stable. It's not deprecated because SysFS is deprecated, so most of the new most of the new network options that they are adding into kernel, they are not providing a SysFS interface. And also, Netlink use sockets. And that's great because you don't need to open a file, read it, parse it, and then get the proper value. Using sockets, you can get the attribute, you know the type, you communicate through the Netlink sockets, you get the value, and you get proper errors, so everything is better. Okay, so then let's go to the important part. So nmstate handles everything. So you don't need to do anything, you just need to define what do you want, and ideally you will apply that state and everything will be configured after some operations. Sometimes it's not like that, so we have a lot of steps in the middle. We do, for example, validation, we do normalization and verification. We are going to explain them later. And also, it will point you what is going wrong, so you can fix it. So for example, if you are configuring a MAC address and this MAC address is not being configured correctly, it will point you which MAC address is configured on kernel and what is the one that you wanted to configure. And right, you need to solve that. Also, if you put invalid IP address, it will tell you this IP address is not valid please change it. Okay. Or for example, if you configure one great thing is that if you configure an MTU that is bigger than the one supported by the driver, it will let you know about that. Okay, so one thing is that did you misconfigure something? Good, we can do a rollback. Let's talk a little bit about rollbacks. So this is already supported in Network Manager. This is not new from NMState, but it's a little bit complex to use. And in NMState, we simplify it. So basically, all the time that you do an operation, and Network Manager do the NMState do the verification, and if something goes wrong, it's rollback to the previous state. But we can also, maybe nothing go wrong, but you lost connectivity because you removed the IP address, and we cannot know if that is what you wanted or not. I mean, we as NMState. So we allow you to define an option which is no commit. So you can say this simple command, NMState CTL apply, the YAML file. We are going to see the format of the YAML file later. Then no commit and then a timeout time. If you don't specify a timeout, it's going to be 60 seconds by default. So what happened if it went well? It's what you wanted. You have connectivity. Everything is good. OK, then NMState CTL commit. And the configuration will be there permanently. But what happens if you notice that you mess up? All right, NMState CTL rollback, and you're going to be on the previous state. This is really great, because it's really tiring when you misconfigure something, and then you need to undo it manually. So this time, you just do a rollback, and everything will be like before. And what happens when you're working remote on a server, and you lose connectivity, and you earn free travel to the data center? Right, now, with this tool, you can, with a timeout, if you lose connectivity, you are not going to be able to do the commit. So at some point, it will roll back, and you will have your connectivity back, hopefully. All right, and well, verification is optional, but personally, I like it a lot, because when what it does is NMState gets the desired state from the user, then apply it, and then get the current state that is applied to the system and compare them. And if they are not equals, then it's going to fail and it's going to roll back to the previous state automatically. That's great because sometimes you don't know about some options and there are some requirements to set up these options on the interface. So what you can do is apply this if it goes wrong because kernel is not applying the option correctly because they are incompatible, for example. So it does a rollback automatically, and you don't end up with a wrong configure interface. But you can skip this using --, no verify. OK, so let's see some examples of YAML files. These are a little bit simple, but I think they are great examples. Here, for example, we have a bone interface. And you can just define the state, IPv4, the link aggregation options. You can define the mode, the options of that mode, and then define the port. And one thing that is really, really useful is that we have partial editing. So imagine that you want to change only the MAC address, but you don't want to change the IP address. You don't need to define the IP address, because you just define the interface and the type. So this is just enough. Then the MAC address, and apply the state. And NMState will get the current status of the interface and will merge. So you won't lose any property. All right, so then we have, for example, another example in the middle is the a VLAN interface over ATH1 interface. And